So yesterday we began discussing the importance of Psukei Dezimra and the reasons for Psukei Dezimra. And today we'll begin the halachas of Psukei Dezimra. So the Torah brings down the Gemara Brachis, Kalaima Tila David B'chayim Gimapamim, anyone who says Tila David every day three times, Muftach Laishu Hu Ben Olam Haba. There's Avtacha that he's a Ben Olam Haba. And as we know by many Chazalim, Chazal telling us the schar for someone who says it with the right kavanis and someone who actually shtel suit to what they're saying. So it's not like it's automatic, but I think also it's brought down the reason why it's three times a day is because at least one of the three times you'll be mechaven by Pseach HaSidach HaMasbirach HaChayrotzen and by the other Pesukim of Ashrei, and through that you'll be a Ben Olam Haba. The Torah also brings down Rav Simloi that we spoke about yesterday, Lo'olam Yisad Adam Shvach HaShamakim, and then after it's the Davin, and therefore they're Mesakein a Bracha. Rav Simloi didn't just say it's a nice thing to do, Rav Simloi said Chayiv Adam. And since he said it's a Chayiv on a person to do, therefore they're Mesakein a Bracha beforehand and a Bracha afterwards. And as we brought that also from the Sech the Seifrim and the Gemara that Rav Yossi said, Yehi Chalkim HaMispalim B'chol Yoyim Sheishas HaMizmoyrim HaLolu. Rav Yossi said he should be, it's Sech the Seifrim, that he should be from the ones that say the six Mizmoyrim every day. And referring to the different Mizmoyrim that we say in Psukei Dezimra. The Aruch HaShulchan, in Simen Nun Aleph, at the end of Sif Aleph, he tells us, at the end of Tila Dava, we add the pasuk Va'anachnu Nevarach Ka Haleluka. In order, the Shalshule Haleluka Bas Haleluka, in order that we could roll one Haleluka after the other one, because Mishum Dekulu Mizmarim Elu Misaimim Ba'Haleluka, since they all end with Haleluka, and they start with Haleluka, and Tila Dava doesn't end with Haleluka, therefore they put to it the pasuk of in order that it also should end with Haleluka and should just like roll in to the next kapitel. The Lashon L'shul Shulei, which the Torah uses b'shem one of the Gaonim, is that you should say the Haleluka at the end with the Haleluka of the beginning, without any hefsek. It should be Haleluka, Haleluka. And there are those that are not like this. You see in certain places, as the Chazan ends off, everyone says Haleluka, Haleluka, and they go into the next one. And there's a total of 10 Halelukas, which is Raimis for Inyanim Gevoyim, Kayidula Mavinim, says the Aruch HaShulchan. The other Mizmarim that we say during the Chol or on Shabbos, that on Shabbos we added more, many of them appeared the Zayir, and they were added in at the times of the Ga'inim and the Rishainim, but they have, a lot of them have Mekairis from the Kisvei Arizal. Okay, now Sif Aleph, the Kitzah begins, Min Hoidu Alach Ashira Hema Psukei Dezimra. From Hoidu, Yidavin Nosach Svad. So from Hoidu until after Shira are the Psukim of Psukei Dezimra. Bok Shama Hibracha Shalifneim, Yishtavach Hibracha Shalachreim. Oh, I'm not sure if Yidavin Svad. From Hoidu until after Shira of Psukei Dezimra, Bok Shama is the Bracha Lifneim, and Yishtavach is the Bracha Lachreim. Once you began Baruch Shama until the end of Shemona Esrei, also lahafsik v'dibra afil b'lashon kodesh. It's also to be mafsik v'dibra even b'lashon kodesh. Achem b'chol makom shos lahafsik also afil b'lashon kodesh, which is sometimes a mistake that certain people make, that they think if I speak in lashon kodesh, so then it's mutter, but that's incorrect. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that one should not say Yishtabach unless he said Baruch Shama and some of the Psukei Dezimra. That's because, like we just said, that the Baruch Shama and Yishtabach are brachos, which the takan of these brachos was that one should be said before Psukei Dezimra, one should say after Psukei Dezimra. So in order to say Yishtabach, he had to say Baruch Shama with some of the Psukei Dezimra. So it could be chal on the Psukei Dezimra. And the Mishmur explains this. Mishmur speaks out that since Yishtabach is the bracha achroina, which was niskina to say after Pesuk in the Zimra. So therefore, has to be samach to the bracha of Baruch Shama, has to be samach to Pesuk in the Zimra. But like Kitayin, not like those that make a mistake, that think that B'Shas Atchak, I could start from Yishtabach and just go from Yishtabach into Berachas Krishma without saying any Pesuk in the Zimra. Because those that say Yishtabach alone, it's a bracha levatala. The Mishmur speaks out in the next piece that a Avol or someone has a Yartzai who he came late to the Beis HaKnesses and they're already holding close to Baruch Hu and he has to get up there to down for the Amud. So he needs to say Yishtabach. So he shouldn't just say Yishtabach, but he should try, and he has to say Yishtabach in order that the Kaddish that he's going to be saying is going to be going back on Yishtabach. So he has to say some psukim. So he should say quickly, Baruch Shama Ashrei Yishtabach. The Bir Halacha says an interesting chiddush, which a lot of Achrayim have a hard time understanding. The Bir Halacha says, Bidyevet, someone who, by mistake, he forgot to say Baruch Shama somehow. He began Pesuk in the Zimra and skipped over Baruch Shama. And he remembered after he already said Pesuk in the Zimra, he remembered that he did not say Baruch Shama. So the Bir Halacha says he can no longer say Baruch Shama because it was Niskin Akoidem Pesuk in the Zimra, because the Takana was to say it before Pesuk in the Zimra, Dafka, that's the Lashon of the Bir Halacha. You already yotzi yachir by saying Pesuk de Zimra. Meaning, what happened was, he forgot to say Baruch Shama, he said the whole Pesuk de Zimra, and now he's holding by Yishtabach. So, says the Bir Halacha, Baruch Shama he lost out, because he already said Pesuk de Zimra. Mikomakim yoyma Yishtabach, but still he could say Yishtabach. The Otu Mishloi, Berach koydem achila leivarch achikach. What, someone who didn't make the brach rishayna before he's eating, we're going to tell him not to make afterwards? Avada, we're going to tell him to make berachas amazin, even though he ate already. So therefore, says Mishbur, pasha du adin bebrachash lefneu shalachra de halo. Same thing would be true by halo. Now, the chiddush of this Mishbur is, Mishbur says that if I forgot to say brach shama, and I said pesuk in zimra, I'm holding before yishtabach, says Mishbura, you lost out on Baruch Shama. Many Achrenim are bothered, but to say Pesuk de Zimra, what, there's no share how many times I could say Pesuk de Zimra. I can only say it once, so once I said it once, that's it. And it's over with. It's over, it's finished. I can't say, let me say now a few Pesukim again, I'll say Ashrei again, and say Baruch Shama, I'll say Baruch Shama, Ashrei, and then Yishtabach. Yet the Mishbura seems to be going, it's not the Mishbura, it's the Prima Gadim, that no. And the Havana to it is because the Prima Gadim is understanding that Niskina, there was a Takana over here, Pesuk in the Zimra, before, I'm sorry, there's a Takana of Baruch Shama before you say Pesuk in the Zimra. And once you say Pesuk in the Zimra, Kva Yotzi de Chivasa, you already Yotzi Yechiv of Pesuk in the Zimra. So to say extra Pesukim now is just random Pesukim. You probably can't even say it. Might even be a hefsek, but Yishtabach you still could say because even though you didn't say the brach rishon, you could say the brach achrayim. The Bir Halacha also brings down if let's say one used the bathroom and he had to go out to the bathroom during Pesuk in the Zimra, and it was between Azyashir. He finished Azyashir, and now he's holding before Yishtabach. He went out to the bathroom. So he says it's nachon that afterwards when he comes back, he should say tila l'david before yishtabach in order that the brach will have what to be chal on. I don't know if there's this theory of mashmais over here, but that's the din that the Bir Halacha brings down. They should try to say tila l'david in order that yishtabach will have what to be chal on. The Chayodam, and the Mishmur also quotes this. Mishmur doesn't quote it as clear as the Chayodam. But the Chayadim says that someone who had to skip and skipped in Pesuk de Zimra, so after Tefillah, he should say the Pesuk de Zimra, but without Baruch Shama and Yishtabach, because Baruch Shama and Yishtabach was Dafka before Tefillah. Like we said, it's a din in the Shevach before the Tefillah. So therefore, even though you're going to say the Pesukah Zimra after davening, you'll say the pieces that you skipped, or if you skipped the whole Pesukah Zimra, whatever the case is, you say it without Baksham Mishtavach, but one should say it afterward. And it's mashma like that in the Mishmaru also. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says something very interesting, which gives feeling for Pesukah Zimra. Aruch HaShulchan says that it's a question whether you should say it after davening to make up for what you skipped or not. Ladina, he says, Sheva Tasad. Better, don't say it after davening. There are those that say that there's an issa gadol to say it after tefillah. Shekein kasum kama me'er rishonim. Ayin bach, b'shem smag, ramban, l'kuti, paradise, ayin sham, chen niradas chach me'a kabbalah. The Aruch HaShulchan saying that there's the Seyda Advarim over here. He speaks that out, I think, in a different piece. Clearly, he says, there's a Seyda Advarim over here. There's Pesukah Zimra, Berachas Kriya Shema, and then Tefillah. If you didn't say Berachas Kriya Shema before, and you say Berachas Kriya Shema afterwards, then you're Mahapech Hasat Sinoiris, he uses the Lashon somewhere else. You're switching the pipes. You're being mevabel to say that verb, Api Kabbalah. Therefore, Api Kabbalah, he says that if you didn't say it, then don't say it afterwards. You're messing up the say that verb over here. What it meant that it gives feeling for Zigazim is because there's more than just saying the words. You're touring life in Yonim Stardom, in Yonim Said, different in Yonim through the Pesukah Zimra. There's one more point over here. The Shulchan Aruch says that when the minig is that when the shatz, I'm sorry, the Ramah says that the minig is to stand when you say Baruch Shama, and it's to stand when you say Baruch Shama, and Baruch Shama by Baruch David and Yishtabach. That's what the Ramah says. The Aruch HaShulchan adds, U'b'shira Sayyam. Also, there's a minig stand by Shira Sayyam, by Az Yashir. Some people say, Dafka to sit api Kabbalah, and Kabbalah's mashma that you should sit by Pesukah Zimra. But by these things, we stand. Shulchan Aruch brings down also, the Shulchan Aruch brings down the shatz. When he says, Yishtabach, you should stand. Mishmaru says that the mashma is Dafka the shatz, but a yachid could really me'ikra didn't sit by Yishtabach. However, the meaning is that a yachid also stands by Yishtabach. So these are the points where people stand. By Baruch David, Shir Sayyam, Yishtabach, Mizmah to say that people stand by. Different chassidim have different minhagim by different psukim, inyi hichvay, to get up, to sit down, to stand up. It's all based on inyanim. The Bach brings down from the Tolas Yaakov, which was seem to me in Mukobo, because many times he brings down Kabbalah from him. It says the Ein Tzarach Lamed B'Shoshayim Yishtabach Loi Hakal V'Loi Shlech Tziba, and he bases it on a Kabbalah Dike Inyan. So again, there are many different minhagim of when to stand and where to stand, and Api Kabbalah, the each one should follow their minig. Okay, Mir Tashem, we should be zeichet to continue. We'll continue Mir Tashem tomorrow with the halachas of Hafsakah.